Hello, I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you be so kind as to give us a few minutes of your time?
Go ahead, hurry up.
Thank you. Okay. Yes. Okay, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I don't know yet.
No, in the 2020, last election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Yeah.
Who?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, African-American, or Black, Hispanic, or Latino?
African-American.
Thank you. And what your age, just to make sure that we have everyone?
81.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Conservative.
Very conservative, somewhat conservative?
Conservative.
Yeah, very conservative, somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress more to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on the scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use a number between 0 and 10. Reducing crime and gun violence, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare, 0 to 10. Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Making housing more affordable, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy, 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Approve.
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly approve?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Approve.
I know, but I got to have, it says strongly or somewhat approve.
Approve. Simple as that.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in the organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. Democrats in Congress, 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, 0 to 100.
Never heard of them.
Okay, thank you. Never heard of it. That would be 102. Thank you. Okay, how about Joe Biden, the president, 0 to 100?
100.
Thank you. Okay, and now I want to read you a list of priorities that you...
No. That's it. I'm not answering nothing else.
That's it? We only have 37%. It's only a few more minutes. I'll go as fast as I can.
No, I'm not answering nothing else. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Take care. Okay.